This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice 97.3. Good morning, it's Tuesday. Thank you for joining us. This part of the show is brought to you by Move California Forward. Every day, Californians are showing the ways they're moving forward as we recover from the COVID-19 crisis. Share your own stories of progress and hope on your social media with the hashtag Move California Forward. And for more information, you can go to radio.com/Move California Forward. We want to be able to check on what you're up to. So use that hashtag and we'll be able to. All right, Vinny, we're going to begin in Fremont, California.
What?
Where the Tesla plant has reopened.
Right.
Elon Musk, the Tesla guy, he has reopened the factory in Fremont, California, despite orders from local government officials. Alameda County said, no, don't do it. He's confirming the reopening of the manufacturing plant. He confirmed it yesterday through Twitter, asking authorities to only arrest him and not his staff should they choose to take legal action against the company for violating orders from the Alameda County Health Department, which does not consider...
He's at it with that baby, huh?
I didn't even think about that.
Take me
That's
to
it.
Jail.
Just I'm take me to jail. That's it. Was that kid a week old? Say, oh, enough of this. Oh, boy.
Oh, Elon. Oh, God. How funny. Yeah. So did they get him? Did they come and arrest
him? They haven't got him yet.
Okay.
Well, not according to this anyway. So, weirdly, the Alameda County Health Department does not consider the car manufacturer to be an essential business that can reopen in full capacity. Let's see. Musk tweeted, Tesla is restarting production today. Against Alameda County rules, I will be on the line with everyone else. If anyone is arrested, I ask that it only be me.
All right. They said so he's yesterday, in town then. Good for him.
Sounds like it. Alameda County Health Department on their part said in a statement yesterday that the Fremont plant had opened beyond minimum basic operations, and officials have notified the company that it can only maintain minimum basic operations until we have an approved plan that can be implemented in accordance with local public health order. It was closed, obviously, back in March, and they said, no, sorry, you're not an essential business. And so now, does he get arrested today? He just said he's on the line. They know where to find him.
Yeah, so is he normally a Southern California guy?
Well, that's where, you know, his SpaceX thing is.
I don't know
if he's just here to, like, make a statement or...
Is that where him and his wife live or him and his partner live?
I truly don't know where they...
All right. Well, I'd be curious to see if he's come up here specifically to make this point or if he's just going to work like he normally does. I'm thinking he came up here specifically to make this point and Grimes and the baby are still at his mansion in L.A.
Where they belong.
Right.
Far away from him. I'm going to go to jail now.
Right.
And I'm selling this to you as though I'm making a stand. You've got everything you need here. Except me. I got to go.
Right.
Anyway, congratulations to him. I hope that this ends well. And, you know, look.
Ends well? That he's arrested?
Or yes. That he's arrested and the plant's shut down, I guess? I don't know. I mean, I feel for the people who work there. I don't know what their pay situation is. I know. I get it. Everybody wants to work. Everybody wants to get back to normal. You know, you got to follow the guidelines, though. That's...
Well, this is Amazon's dealing with this. They consider themselves, and frankly, they're right. They're an essential part of business right now. They're keeping people in...
Supplied.
Supplies, right, exactly, and keeping them from leaving their home. But... You hear the workers, they were on 60 Minutes on Sunday night complaining that they're not taking care of us. They're asking us to come to work. We need the money, so we do it.
Right.
But we don't feel like if we get sick, we've got any kind of protection in place to make sure that, you know, I get it. And I get where someone in Fremont's plant, the Fremont plant would say, guys, I got to go to work.
Yep.
I don't want to. I don't know that it's safe, but they're calling me in and I need the money.
Well, that's so this is, I mean, I don't know, it's a standoff or not, or they're just going to go down there today and pick him up and shut the place down. But he's reopened. So,
all right.
You know, maybe one day of assembly line. Oh, phew. At least we got those orders filled. I don't know. Tiger King. The people who are behind the show that we watched. This is not these other projects. There's a lot. There's a musical in the works. There's a Nicolas Cage project. There's a Carol Baskin starring Kate McKinnon project. This has spawned. It's bred and little baby Tiger Kings are out in the world now. The people who actually made the show are ramping up production on a follow-up season that will go beyond Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin to other people who have tigers. And it looks like the episodes will take on the 2003 mauling incident that ended Siegfried and Roy's Las Vegas show.
Oh.
I would guess that this was in the works before Roy Horn died in the last couple days. He's the guy who 17 years ago was mauled by his tiger, Montecor. He died of complications from the coronavirus last Friday. So if you're looking for the next chapter, I guess they would be a logical step. I mean... It was many years ago that show shut down. And I'm, for one, I'm interested. What happened to all those tigers? What happened to them all? Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Yes, hi. I'd like to ask you, so does the Tiger King television show specifically, what's that dude's name?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic.
He's the Tiger King. I'm with you.
Does he get a piece of all these shows that are going to be based on him? And if not, I guess that's good, in my opinion, in the sense that I don't necessarily want this guy to get rich off the fact that he was basically, what do they call
animals.
Those, a tiger mill?
Yeah, I mean, he like was a just, puppy mill, but a tiger mill.
I mean, he was really, oh, I can raise money real quick. I'll just sell some babies that I've ripped from the mom that I've made. The whole thing is so distasteful. It's unfortunate. And I get we all have different sensibilities, so we'll see if these shows fly or if people go, no, this is
yeah,
disgusting.
Enough of that. Well, it does glorify it, you know?
I want no part of it.
Well, I feel like I might watch it, but...
Yeah, maybe.
But I'm a terrible person, so...
I'm just curious. It'll be interesting to see if he has a case when he says, that show's based on my life. I deserve money from it.
I have no idea what his take on it, you know, from it is, or if he has one at all, or if it's just a documentary, and I just don't know. The Hollywood Reporter is saying this new season would, quote, act as a higher-minded corrective to the first 7 episodes, which have been criticized for glorifying animal abuse. But a spokesperson for the new show's production company is saying, no, we're not switching to a more conservational approach. Nope. We're just gonna tell the story. These are different. Just to be clear, this Tiger King would be almost like a second season of the Tiger King that you saw on Netflix. This has nothing to do with the Nicolas Cage, Kate McKinnon, Rob Lowe. There's a bunch of projects that are out there. Yay. Next up, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas. This chick is a little donut. I think she's great. She was in Knives Out. She's also the holographic girlfriend in Blade Runner 2049, I think is the name of it, which is excellent. And Ben Affleck, you know who he is.
I like him, though.
I do, too.
I think he's a likable guy, and
I enjoy him in movies. And
right, and him and her, they met on some movie that we have yet to see. Right?
Yeah, it's called, I want to say it's called like The Deep or something. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, it's called Deep Water. They met in New Orleans on the set of their movie Deep Water. They fueled romance rumors with trips to Cuba and Costa Rica together in early March. This is right before we went into confinement. And by the way, they went into isolation together. And they made their Instagram, they made their relationship Instagram official earlier this month.
All right.
And now, they're, you know those, remember back in like middle school?
Yeah.
When you would get your best, well, you maybe don't remember this because you're a boy and you didn't give necklaces to your best friend.
No, I did not.
There are heart necklaces.
That you get half.
You get half.
Right.
And the other person gets a half.
I'm
and you
familiar.
Each wear it on a chain or on your neck. Well, they have both been spotted out, Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas, wearing those necklaces.
All right.
Which is the goofiest thing I've seen. So they're BFFs. It's goofy. But also kind of adorable. It looks, I'm looking at this picture. Hers almost looks silver and his looks gold. But, you know, whatever.
Lighting and a camera.
Sure.
Can change
I don't know.
Sure.
Both pictures have them outside in masks. You know, I'm just happy that they're happy, frankly. I think she is absolutely gorgeous. I love her. And I think he's absolutely gorgeous, too. I love him.
Right, I like him too.
I'm glad they're humping.
His new movie, unfortunately, is too close to my own personal experiences. So,
Deep Water?
No, the new movie that where he plays a basketball coach and a drunk.
Oh,
it's available on demand, but I looked at it and was like, no, I don't need to watch that. That's me.
Bum me out.
I lived that.
Yeah.
But I ended up watching Bad Boys, which was all right.
Sure, you get a laugh out of it, right?
I don't know. But I thought as I watched it, I'm like, boy, this is way very close to what we watched in his real life. Like that video where he's coming out of that party stumbling. I just thought, oh, my God, he's not acting at all in this film. This is him.
Maybe he even got drunk for it. He's like, I'm going to start taking on movies where I can, just drink the whole time. And that's part of the plot.
I'm super happy for him, though. Like when. Do you remember when he was dating that hot Playboy actress and
yes.
it just was, or Playboy model?
And she was a whiskey aficionado and not
thought,
helping.
That is not good for
things
him.
Things that aren't helping.
Right.
The chick who loves booze.
So this girl is probably good for him. I'm happy for both of them.
I hope it works out. He definitely has a type. She, you know, that sort of dark hair, Jennifer Garner look.
Mm-hmm.
You know, super cute face. This is a terrible story. Ink Master is a show where, you know, they're...
I'm familiar with it, actually.
Yeah.
Is that the Dave Navarro show?
I'm not sure if that... I'm not sure. There's a couple of tattoo shows. This is one of them. Ink Masters... I'm not sure if it's one of the competition shows or if it's... Like, there's some reality shows that follow these guys. Anyway, there's a guy on there named Daniel Silva. And so he's a star of Ink Master. And he's about to be booked for murder. He was involved in a car crash that killed his friend, YouTube star Corey LeBarry, who died on his birthday. This was Sunday night. They say TMZ reports that first responders were called out on the scene of an accident this past Sunday night. Two men in a McLaren sports car crashed into a street sign and a tree. The passenger was this Corey LeBarry, and he took the brunt of the hit. The driver was alleged to be Daniel Silva, did not suffer life-threatening injuries, but the passenger, LeBarry, did. They both went to a hospital where the YouTube star was later pronounced dead. Silva is still being treated for a broken hip and will be either arrested for murder there or once he's discharged. Police were told that there was a party that they'd both attended earlier in the night to celebrate Corey LeBarry's birthday. I don't know this guy, this YouTube guy. But he has in the hundreds of thousands of, you know, he's not one of the mega stars on Instagram, but he, or YouTube or whatever he is. But he's, you know, that's big enough. Hundreds of thousands. That's a lot of followers. So they'd both been at this party. Are parties allowed? He'd been this Daniel Silva had been drinking. Not to
there
to
are
go
two
off
different
the-
worlds going on around us. Have you gotten anything from the show lately? It's that some of us are sitting in the house, and the rest of us seem to be doing whatever we want,
whatever the hell we want,
right?
And that seems like what they were doing. So he was drinking this Daniel Silva from Ink Masters, and they got in the McLaren. They were speeding. It looks like they don't have a whole lot of specifics about what led to the accident.
Well, I think speeding and alcohol leads to accidents.
It does. And drinking can help. Corey was only 25 years old. So terrible news this morning.
That is very sad.
Did you guys say you watched the Disney film Sing Along?
I saw it. I didn't watch it in real time, but we watched it available on demand. Yeah.
Did you watch the second one?
I didn't. And I didn't
like the
first one.
You are not alone.
Oh, really?
You didn't like the first one. Yeah. Nobody liked the second one.
It wasn't that great. And I don't even think they picked the best songs.
Well,
I was really surprised. I kind of felt like...
I'm sure they wanted to continue the series, especially when they got over 10 million viewers for the first one. And they turned it around fast. Like that, I think it was last week. Was the second one. So there've already been two. Unfortunately, no one cared.
The one that I saw was the Aladdin song.
Mm-hmm.
And the person that sang it was the guy who does the stage show.
Oh.
So if you saw the stage show for Aladdin,
which I did,
that's the guy who plays the genie did the song on the television show.
Oh, funny.
So And they have all the people popping in to do the background vocals around him, who I guess were also from the stage show.
Did you take your kid to that show? I can't remember when it came to town, right? Because
yep.
I got to fly to Chicago and see it. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
And I loved it. And did your kid love it? I can't remember.
She loved it, absolutely.
Anyway, bummer for ABC. The first one, big hit, 10 plus million viewers. This one, more like 5. About 50% audience drop.
Mm.
So I don't know if that means they're not going to do anymore, but there it is anyway. And I'll leave you with this. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft has put his Super Bowl 51 championship ring up for auction to benefit the All-In Challenge. The starting bid was $75,000. Yesterday it was like $310,000. Is there any way we can quickly check on where Robert Kraft's Super Bowl 51 championship ring is up to? I mean, how much does that go for? I feel like $310,000 is an awful lot.
Why,
the winner?
Why would he do that?
He's got so many.
But that's not okay. What he could do, I mean, maybe he's got a couple of them. Maybe that's why. But he could do is just pay that money to the fund.
Right.
Like he's rich enough. He's the Gillette guy.
Maybe
he's
he'll match
enough.
It.
He must not like that ring.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like the design of it.
Or
maybe he's
like,
so bitter because of Tom leaving. Aww.
Is there a controversy that year? Is that the Deflategate year?
I truly don't know. What is it? What's it up to?
$825,000.
Almost a million bucks.
The winner also gets a personal visit with him. Oh my God, I can't think of anyone I'd rather hang out with. Can we get a massage together? Anyway, I guess if you're, Chris Kelly, if you want this ring, the bidding's at $825,000,
wow.
But it benefits the All-In Challenge. So it is for a good cause. All right, Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Could baseball be back soon?
Oh,
I'll tell you after these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.